The path to presidential victory runs directly through Pennsylvania, and polls show it will be a close race in 2020. So over the next year, we'll hear from four voters at the center of this election about the issues that will sway their choice at the ballot box. This month, our voters talked to 90.5 WESA's Lucy Perkins for our latest installment of Split Ticket about where they get the information that will shape their vote.
The media voters consume has the power to inform how they view everything that happens until the election.
I was reading about this and just absolutely in shock.
Mary Henze is 53 and lives in Jefferson Hills. She was a Democrat for decades before supporting Trump in 2016. When I talked with her in December, she mentioned a story about House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's son that I hadn't heard before. So she found a video clip that her friend shared on Facebook.
The less told story surrounding Paul Pelosi Jr. It's still unraveling on the sidelines following revelations.
I asked Mary who reported the story.
One American Network. And these are the things that nobody wants us to know.
I had never heard of One American Network and asked her to look it up on her phone.
One American Network, also referred to as One American News, is an Twitter account, had a history. Thank you.
Can you keep reading what it says?
Absolutely. Twitter account had a history of tweeting falsehoods and conspiracy theories.
The Pelosi story, for example, was nothing more than a debunked conspiracy theory involving Ukraine. There are news sources like OAN to reflect every political opinion, and voter misinformation is a broad problem. Mary, for example, mostly watches Fox, and while she likes that they occasionally bring on Democrats, research suggests the more you watch Fox, the likelier you are to be exposed to misinformation. Like Mary, Republican Ed Swiklinski trusts his ability to see through media bias. He's 46, works in cybersecurity, and lives in Bethel Park. He voted for Trump, but has voted for some local Democrats. Ed watches Fox, too, and also listens to Rush Limbaugh.
I listen to Rush Limbaugh because he agrees with me. He has the same point of view I have, that we both love this country, that is the best thing that ever is. I do see the other side. I just don't listen to it as much.
Which he says isn't a problem. Everyone's news feeds will look different because everyone is different.
I think they're going to find the news that's going to reflect what they believe.
To some extent, Savannah Henry agrees.
You believe what you believe. So like even if you're following people on Twitter who are like people you agree with, yours might not necessarily point out their fake news within your own circle.
She's 19 and a sophomore at the University of Pittsburgh, where she has a subscription to the New York Times. She also gets her news from Twitter, where she follows political activists, celebrities, and others who are in line with her progressive views. Democrat Linda Bishop is 68 and a big fan of MSNBC's Rachel Maddow. But after retiring from international banking, the Mars resident spends hours a day following sources like NPR, The Washington Post, and the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. And she's worried about how the siloed media landscape has created different versions of reality.
You know, I'm old enough to have lived through, you know, like three impeachments now. And, you know, when I look back on the Nixon and the news coverage and so on, there wasn't a Fox News, you know, and there wasn't an MSNBC, and there was just the news.
Linda doesn't have a solution, but she does think everyone needs to be skeptical of disinformation.
We have to question the things that we read, that we hear, that we see. We have to do that in order to be good citizens.
Republican Mary Henze, who's on disability and also has plenty of time to keep up with current events, has been trying to do her part ever since finding out about One America News.
I went back to my Facebook and deleted all of those sources because I did not want to be misled.
Democrat Savannah Henry agrees that disinformation is a problem, but she says it's unfair to expect busy students like her or people working multiple jobs to thoroughly vet every story they read.
To like kind of put the responsibility on me to like seek out every source I read and make sure that my information is from a 100% certified source, and I don't know, it's just, I feel like it's a lot on the person.
Especially when there are so many sources out there. I'm Lucy Perkins, 90.5 WESA News.